everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say and share with his people. He has so much to say and share with his people. God loves us. He's going to help us go forward. He's going to take us forward as we follow him. The leading of God, I realized something about God's guidance. Many times people don't know the glorious places they're going to be as they follow God's lead. People do what they trust the most. Now, my message was clear for years about following God. It was English. It was understandable. But when you ask somebody to trust the Lord enough to write him a blank check, people get cautious. But they didn't know how wonderful things would be if they had only listened to him. Now, we did, in part, we did follow God. We got saved. We believed on Jesus. We overcame the world right then and there. And then we try to, it's in our heart and DNA, our new DNA, in our new heart. The DNA of our new heart desires to do God's will. We have a heart towards God. We want to know him. We want to understand him. And we want other people to know him and how wonderful he is. That first love is very strong, and it's a blessing. Many people get saved because of the fiery first love of God's people. But when that fire is lit, Satan wants that fire out. And the kingdom of God, it only progresses as we go forward in him, and we have to follow him. Now, the Word of God gives us the pattern. The things that it took the apostles a lifetime to learn and do, they wrote about it and they gave it to us. We have it, we can read it. But most people don't know that the revelation in the Word gives you greater vision, far beyond what you can just receive from the pages. Now, we follow God on two fronts. A lot of times people try to follow God on one front. And that's and they want to just stay with the written word of God. And it sounds good and honorable, which it is. The Holy Spirit don't deviate from the written word. But those who try to follow God on one front, just the written word, they actually follow him on what they understand as they read the written word. And it's in part. But we follow God on two fronts, the written word and the spoken word. That's the revelation given by the same Holy Spirit who gave the written word. Now, the written word will tell you how God do things, but the spoken word will give you inside information, personal data, personal information that's relevant to you and people that are alive in real time. The Word of God don't tell you to go give you, it don't give you revelation about Susie standing at the bus stop. But the Lord knows all about Susie. And one of his people that are close to him, the Lord can have them to pray for Susie while she's waiting on the bus. This is just an everyday person out in the world, on the earth in real time. And the Lord can show you her depression or her heart, things that's going on in her life in real time, and give you words to encourage her and wisdom to make the most perfect decision at a strategic time in her life. But the Word of God don't do that. It shows you illustrations of, like Jesus spoke to the woman at the well. The same Holy Spirit will help you understand people in your time. That was our example. Jesus knew what happened to her. He had a word of knowledge from the Lord about her, the woman at the well, how she was married. She had five husbands, and the man she was living with was not her husband. And he got her rescued. She wanted in on the kingdom of God and got in. We are missing out when we don't yield ourselves to the Lord. When you walk away from God's guidance, you walk away from a greater future. A much greater future. Now, even though you're going to heaven, that future's intact. But what I'm talking about is the blessings of being a blessing to other people strategically, under the strategy and guidance of the Holy Ghost. Now, people who want to follow God on one front, they're not using the resources that's available to them. They're like a person that owns thousands of acres, and they have an inheritance, and they don't know it. Their ancestors left the money, their grandparents left the money, and they don't know it. Nobody told them. But the money is accruing interest every day. And they can walk in the bank and draw it out, but they don't know they have it. The Lord even told me, I have money I don't know anything about. I don't know where to find it. I have to seek Him about it. So it happens, but it's happening all the time in the spirit. Because God is all, he has endless resources. And people are looking at what they can do. You have to follow Him and you'll receive what He can do. There is a way to do what God wants you to do. You may not have the resources that you can see and touch at your disposal, but if you can follow Him, you will have it. And it manifests so many ways, I can't tell you how God's going to do it. That's irrelevant. He's there. He's got the resources. He knows what to do. If you can trust Him, then He can get you to the resources you need to get to. It's important. Now, people who follow God on two fronts, they do better. They, you know, it's like the Pentecostal churches, they receive revelation of the Holy Spirit. Now, they'll receive, many of them will receive the Holy Spirit, but they won't listen to Him. So they're in the same boat as the denominational churches who only try to read the scriptures and govern their lives. The scriptures are a pattern. That's what God's going to do. But the Holy Spirit came to activate you, just like He activated Isaiah and Jeremiah and Jesus. He came to give you words of revelation for others. Because God can talk. And cold religions want to believe that God don't talk. See, the reason cold religion is popular is because with cold religion, you don't have any responsibility. Everything's on God. With cold religion, you know, everything is happenstance. With cold religion, you get to enjoy a slumber comfort. You can sit on the sidelines and cheer. You're not in the game. You're not out there where the action is. You're in a safe place on the sideline. That's cold religion. But hot religion is when you're doing what God say do, when you're making a difference by the Holy Spirit, according to His methods. If you're a trained soldier in the United States Army or any army, a trained fighter, that's good. And your training is useful in natural war. But in God's army, it's most of the things you learn in natural war is useless. Spiritual war is different. A spiritual warrior is better than a natural warrior, because we use spiritual weapons, and they're not natural. They're not carnal. They're not made of metal and wood and plastic and fiberglass and titanium. It's made, it transcends all of that. A natural warrior can kill a man, or men, or even a city, and sometimes a country, with their weapons, with their natural weapons. But the spiritual weapons can stop the whole process of war in the first place. Spiritual weapons can rescue people anywhere in the world, and you don't have to be in front of them. With spiritual weapons, a mother can pray for her child that's a soldier that's in danger, and turn Satan off. She can tell Satan, you can't kill him. And even if he's captured, she can tell Satan at her will, you can't kill him. He's coming home, and you can't hurt him either. And her faith will shield her son or her daughter or whoever she's praying for. She may not weigh but 90 pounds. She may have had a stroke and can't even walk, but there's nothing wrong with her faith. And she can shield her son remotely in the hospital bed. From the hospital bed, she can rescue her son. And he'll be out of danger and come home in time to see her before she passes. A spiritual warrior can do greater things than a natural warrior. But when you say no to the Holy Spirit, and most people don't just coldly say no, they just don't do something He said do. They receive, they hear what He say, they understand it, and then they walk away from it and forget about it. They think it's too big for them, or it's too challenging for them, and they don't have the courage. If you're going to follow God, you're going to have some courage and bravery. You're just going to have to learn to be victorious. But those who follow God, they start off with what God said do, and they find it to be the greatest wisdom they could have ever done. And then something else wonderful happens. As the process unfolds, they receive greater revelation that becomes priceless to them. All because they just did what God said do. And then and things start working. Now, if you're going to follow God, have a relationship so that you can talk to Him. Fill your heart with His word so that He can talk to you. Now, I learned to follow God by a pastor that I had. He was a pastor of Refuge Temple. We called him Elder James Lewis. Now, he used to receive messages from the Lord and preach the message God gave him. He's the reason I learned to do this. See, we bear fruit after our kind. I saw him do this for years. So when the Lord called me to the ministry, I didn't know what to do. And I didn't feel like I was qualified because I didn't know what to do. And now I was just what God needed, somebody that didn't know what to do. So I said, well, Lord, teach me what to do, and I'll do it. Now, and I saw him receive messages. And he didn't go make up messages. He received a message and he preached it. So I received a message and I preached it. And I learned something. I always learned something that I didn't know before. Elder Lewis was a praying pastor. And he studied the word. He loved the word. He taught the word. He taught a lot of good principles. He was the kind of preacher that would make others jealous. Because he studied and he loved the people. And he knew things about the people in his congregation. The Lord would tell him things about his people. And that's how the good pastors are. They love the sheep and they teach them. I believe the Lord told him about every single one. Pastors know their congregation. A good pastor, a hard-working pastor like him, know the congregation. Now, I've talked about him before, and it, you know, I talked about how he taught bondage, which he did. But that's what, see, we bear fruit out of our kind. He didn't get it. He got it from others, and they got it from others. It's not a blame game. This man did remarkably with what he had to work with. And the only reason I knew about it, the Lord showed it to me. As I studied the word, some things didn't fit, even though I just said that he followed God, which he really did. See, when you're taught a certain way, you see the word a certain way. But when you follow the Holy Spirit, he can correct you. He can give you, he can show you things just like he showed me. Now, out of a lineage of preachers, one pastor, he go out and do the work of the ministry and people are going to come and they're trained under him. All right, somewhere, if he's wrong somewhere, somebody's got to learn the truth and have enough courage to do it the right way. Somebody has to break the process of wrong information. In those days, it was popular he wasn't the only one. Most churches preach bondage. You have all these troubles so God can train you so you won't be in pride. But God didn't send the problems. But they believe that he did. Satan started that fire. Satan started that destruction. See, the word said many have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. They come from somewhere. They come from somebody's belief system. If somebody receives something that's wrong and they don't know how to check it with the word of God. Remember, the things that's wrong, they don't sit well. They don't fit. If it don't fit Genesis, it don't fit, period. You can gauge everything by Genesis, and you can gauge everything by what Jesus said to the seven churches. If you want to know how much fuel you have in your car, you look at the gauge. If you want to know your oil pressure, you look at the gauge. Some cars don't have oil pressure gauges, but you can look at the light. If the light's not on, you're all right. If you want to know your battery voltage, you look at the gauge. If you want to know the temperature, you look at the gauge. If you want to know whether the revelation is true revelation or not, you look at the gauge. You look at Genesis. If it don't fit Genesis, it don't fit, period. You look at what Jesus said to the seven churches. If it don't fit that gauge, it don't fit, period. If it's out of step, it's wrong. Now, hardships and problems, God didn't send them to help us grow. To help us grow, it's like my pastor said now, my current pastor. He sent the Holy Spirit to guide us, the Word of God. He gave us the Word of God. He sent the Holy Spirit to guide us in all truth. Jesus is our high priest and our Savior. And we can talk to him whenever we want to. We can talk to the Father. He helps us grow. And watch this. He gave us the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. The fivefold ministry. To help us grow. Now, he gave us the wisdom of the Proverbs and the relationship of the Psalms. He gave us all the wonderful books, the mystery of Song of Solomon. He gave us the future reference for what's going to happen in Revelation. The structure of the Old Testament prophets. The law to train to show us Jesus. He gave us all these tools and blessings so that we can grow. And the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. God came to give us life and that more abundantly. So Jesus didn't put you out there and give you problems. He didn't even tell Satan to go bother you. Satan did that on his own. He's trying to stop you. But it was a popular teaching in those days, in the 70s and 80s, for people to teach bondage. And it takes a long time when your pastor's teaching bondage to overcome it. He meant no harm, and I know this. But I learned to follow God because he followed God in part. But when we follow God, we can, I see it now, if there were things in his life, in his understanding, that was not true, then I got concerned about myself. I said, what is it that I believe that's holding me back? So I started paying more attention to the Lord. And whenever God gave me a message, I studied. After I preached it, I'd study. Before and after, I'd study that message. And I looked at it objectively. I said, Lord, help me just to do exactly, precisely what you want. So my strategy became, I'll preach what God give me. I'll say that, only that. And I won't deviate. And when I finished saying exactly what he said, I shut up. And then I went and studied what he said and learned from it. That's following God. Yielding to the Holy Spirit. Receiving information from him and doing exactly and precisely what he said. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. As we follow God, he can show you the intricates that we desperately need. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.